Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's another action, or I should say inaction, in the U.S. Supreme Court that's very important. Most people wouldn't pay attention to it. People that listen to this show are interested in issues and pay attention to the following. The U.S. Supreme Court denied review. They use it's a Latin term, certiorari. Don't have to get into the history of that. But they don't have to take any case. And so when a case goes up, they get over 10,000 cases a year, and they take about 200 of them. So good luck. Good luck. I filed petitions for writ of certiorari. Never got them granted, simply because they don't have time to look at every case. But this case was a religious rights case. And the reason that's important is that everybody, when they look at this court, 6-3 Republican majority, look on it as a court that would get much more conservative on religious issues. And what they did in this case belies that fact. And I think that's a healthy thing. And here's what it was all about. Down in Tennessee, there was a guy, worked for a power company. He was a good employee, and he got injured. So he asked to be transferred to another job, sort of like a scheduler. And they said, great. And they assigned it to him. And then he said his particular religious faith required him to take off 3 days a week for services, Saturday, Sunday, and Wednesday night. And they said, well, we can't guarantee that because, you know, there are only a certain number of guys we have that are going to be doing this. And on some days you might have to come in on one of those days. And he brought a lawsuit. And it said they weren't accommodating his religious beliefs. It went up. And the lower courts all said that the company was correct. In other words, they did everything they could to accommodate him, but they couldn't guarantee that he'd never have to work Wednesday night or a Saturday or Sunday. So the law on that up till now, set by the Supreme Court a long time ago, is an employer has to accommodate a religious belief, but they don't have to go way out of the way about it. You know, they don't have to, you know, huge expense, that kind of thing. They don't have to do that. But in good faith, they have to do it if they can. I agree with that. We're a secular country. Let's respect each other's private beliefs. We believe in the separation of church and state. And even though a company is not the state, I believe that in total separation of church and state, we should accommodate people's religious beliefs. Well, he goes up to the U.S. Supreme Court, and everybody thought, oh, my God, the Supreme Court is going to reverse that and demand that employers really do anything practically that a guy wants to accommodate his beliefs because they're a very religious court. That did not happen. They denied certiorari. They denied review, and they let it stand. And the reason that this is important is there are many different faiths in this country. There's a case here in Wisconsin. There was a case where a number of employees had come from Somalia. They were over in Minnesota. They came to Wisconsin and worked. They were good employees, but they said they had to walk off the manufacturing line, I think, every hour or two and pray for 10 minutes. And the court and, you know, the company said, now, wait a minute, we'll accommodate you any way we can. We'll even have a room you can go to, but you ain't walking off the line every hour. I mean, you ain't doing that. And so that's the kind of stuff that bubbles up. It has to be sorted out. But just putting this on everybody's radar, I'm very, very glad to see that the Supreme Court is keeping their nose out of it, that they're not imposing some kind of weird doctrine that interferes with existing law. Existing law is that an employer must accommodate. I believe that's true, but he has to accommodate reasonable requests, and he doesn't have to do it, or she doesn't have to do it, so that it costs a lot of money or disrupts the job in any way. And the next case that's going to go up is because this has already bubbled around, is to what extent employees can wear religious clothing while at work. Now, if you're out there in some jobs that you don't really see the public, who cares? But if you're in a high-end retailer, a woman's dress shop, something of that nature, the employers frequently want people to look a certain way, frankly, not by race, not by anything else, but not, you know, make public statements or political statements and so on with their clothing. That's an interesting case that's going to come up. My own view on that is that an employer should be able to, within reason, have dress codes that help the sales of their product. I mean, simple, you know, instead of everybody being an advocate for something or other right at work and getting it in customers' face. I think that's an important point, very important point. Down in Tennessee, there is a group called the Justice Democrats. You've heard of the Justice Democrats. Justice Democrats, progressives, they go around the country primarying Democrats they think are too conservative. And down in Tennessee, there's a guy named Jim Cooper, Democrat, dean of the delegation. He'd be seen as conservative here, but we get a lot of votes out of Jim Cooper, and he's the only guy that's ever held that seat in Tennessee and the only guy that's ever likely to hold that seat in Tennessee. So they're going to go after Jim Cooper and put up somebody who's going to get creamed in the election. You know something? My advice to the Justice Democrats is go after Republicans, okay? Put your money and your efforts in going after Ted Cruz and Devin Nunes and Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan, and Gomer and Gossert and Lauren Boebert from Rifle, Colorado, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, if he survives this impending prosecution. They have a lot of weirdos on that side of the aisle. Stop expending Democratic dollars to bump off Democratic incumbents who are doing the job, giving us a lot of votes, keeping the district blue, just because it offends your sensibilities. Knock it off, Justice Democrats. Your instincts are good on issues. Harness your efforts against Republicans. Do not harness them in the pursuit of cannibalism or maiming the Democratic Party. And in line with that, we talked about this yesterday, AOC gave $5,000 to some moderate Democrats who are going to return them. Connor Lamb of Pennsylvania, Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan, Carolyn Bordeaux of Georgia. The association with her would kill them in those districts for this reason. Her agenda is seen in a lot of those places as essentially yuppie socialism and essentially Marie Antoinette revolutionism, and they ain't buying it. Now, I don't know why she gave that money, because a lot of people affiliated with her are then attacking guys like Jim Cooper and Manchin and everybody else. So look, stay out of races, either attacking people or giving them money so that they have to return it. That simply interferes with the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party is a big tent, and it doesn't serve anybody's egos. Going to a break. The line is still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Rocky Top, Tennessee. Once two strangers climbed on Rocky Top looking for